Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew 14, 27.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 14, 27. But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." You and I will face a lot of difficulties that will leave us afraid. Some situations might even terrify us. At some point, we will all find ourselves in the middle of a storm we're certain will sink us. And the longer we're rowing against the waves, fighting to get to shore, the more desperate and frightened we tend to feel. But what if God wants to use that storm for our good, to grow us into confident and victorious spiritual powerhouses able to withstand the fiercest wind? That seems to be what Jesus was doing with the disciples in the passage that surrounds today's verse. So this was about a year before his death. A year before Christ would resurrect and then return to the Father, leaving his disciples to accomplish the biggest task in the history of Christendom, the launching of his church, something they were not ready for. They still needed a lot of training and a lot of faith building. And so, after a long, tiring day of ministry, Jesus told his disciples to get into a boat and cross to the other side of the lake without him. And they obeyed. And then Jesus went up into the hills by himself to pray, and he stayed up there for a long time, past nightfall. And while he was up there, a storm hit, one that was bad enough to make the disciples afraid for their lives. So by this point, they were about 3 to 4 miles from shore. Now, I'm not a rower, nor do I have much upper body strength, so that distance probably seems way farther to me than it did to the disciples, but still, 3 to 4 miles? And this was about 3 in the morning. So they would have been, I just imagine they would have been so exhausted. And I don't know about you, but I handle life storms so much better when I'm well rested, when I'm well fed, and when I'm well rested. When I'm tired and when I'm hungry, everything else feels overwhelming. I can also tend to think that I somehow caused the storm to hit, that the choppy water means I'm heading in the wrong direction, that God's favor has lifted, or that he's somehow displeased with me. But notice in today's passage, the disciples were doing precisely as Jesus had told them. In other words, their obedience led them directly into the storm. Consider also, they had been in a boat when a fierce storm hit before. Only that time, Jesus had been in the boat with them. Now, he'd been sleeping, but still, he had been right by their side. This time, however, he wasn't there. The one who could raise the dead, feed thousands from a few loaves of bread and some fish, heal lepers, the one who always seemed to make everything okay, had sent them off by themselves without him, knowing the storm would come. More than that, commentators suggest that Jesus sitting on that hilltop, presumably with a clear view of the lake below, could see the disciples, the waves, the wind, and see them straining against their oars. He sees us in our storms as well. And when the time is right, sometimes when we maybe feel like he's a bit too late, when we maybe wish that he would come rescue us sooner, but God's timing is perfect always. And when the time was right at about 3 a.m, Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water. And that totally freaked them out, even more so than they already were. Verse 26 states, when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified in their fear. They cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus responded immediately, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here." I love that. He didn't say, "Hey, don't be afraid. This storm will pass." And he didn't say, "Okay, now here's what you need to do to get through it." And even though he knew they didn't have anything to be afraid of, that he had no intention of letting them drown, he didn't like get upset at their fear. He didn't chastise them. Instead, he said, "I am here." He was with them in the storm, and he is with us in ours as well. And he whispers to our hearts, "Don't be afraid, my love, I am here." The biblical account continues with Peter saying, basically, "If that's really you, let me walk on water with you." And Jesus did. Peter walked on the water for a bit, and then he began to sink. And verse 31 states that Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, asking him why he doubted. And then he and Peter climbed back into the boat, and the storm immediately stopped. As if God was saying, "Okay, lesson over." The result? Verse 33 states, "Then the disciples worshiped him. 'You really are the Son of God,' they exclaimed." Now, I don't believe God causes the storms in our lives, but he does see us fighting against the waves, and he uses everything we encounter to grow our faith and to draw us closer to him, the Savior who sees our fear, who hears our cries for help, who stands beside us and says, "Take courage, my beloved. Do not be afraid. I am here." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you for always being present in the good times, in the hard times, in the frightening times, in the middle of our storm. You are here. And we know that you are growing us in love and in hope and in faith and perseverance. You are building us into the people that you created us to be, spiritual powerhouses who are ready and able and equipped to do whatever you ask. And we know, Lord, that we are going to be in training to serve you better, to love people better every day of our lives. Help us, Lord, when the frightening times come, help us to seek you in the middle of our storms, to trust you, to remind ourselves that you are here and you will not let us drown. We love you and we praise you. In your name, Lord Jesus, our victorious, ever-present Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracebox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.